Being a history geek, a couple weeks ago I spent my vacation going through 7 Civil War battlefields and studying those very concretely. The first of the one we visited was Antietam, which is in Maryland. It was in 1862. And we got a CD that we put in the car, and we followed around the battlefield learning which general was moving where and this battery going there, and here's the Confederates and here's the Union. So we're studying all this, and our last stop on the tour was the cemetery. Now, in our history as American country, Antietam is the worst day in any battles that the United States has ever fought. The Union lost over 2,000, and the Confederates lost over 1,000, and combined with the casualties, there were 17,000. So when we're driving around, we learn the mechanics about the battle, and then in the cemetery, we see the reality of battle, reality of war. And there's just row after row after row of headstones that say, unknown. Hard to believe. And all these men who fought so early in the war, 3 more years before the war would ever come to an end, these men went out into the battlefield to defend something that they had no idea how the result would ever come. But they knew that there was a just cause, the reunification of the Union and an end to a grave injustice of slavery. And so they didn't get to see the end, but they believed that good would come from it. I'm reminded of this because of our readings today. Abraham and Sarah were in their 80s when the Lord asked them to move from the land of Ur, which is present-day Iraq, to the land of Cana, which is present-day Israel. At 80 years old, you pack up everything you have and you move hundreds and hundreds of miles away, not with a van, just on foot. But they did it. They believed that God was with them and was asking them to do something, and they believed in God and trusted in him, and so they did it. Then they're promised that he will become the father of many nations, and now he's in his 90s. How does that happen? But if God said it, I believe it. I'll trust it. And then God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only begotten son. And how can I become a father of many nations if I'm sacrificing the only son I have? But he's willing to do it because he believed and trusted that somehow God would do something for him, that God would be working in this situation and would keep his promise. Somehow, I don't know, but somehow he would. He believed and trusted because of his relationship with God. Jesus commends the servant who waits patiently for his master to return. No matter what time of the day or the night is, he's ready because he knows he's going to return, just not when, but he's ready to greet him when he comes. Unlike the other servant who thinks, oh, well, it's going to be a couple days, weeks, months, who knows, I have time. And then he gets that huge surprise, and then it's over for him. Many may say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus. Always remember, the devil believes in God and believes in Jesus. And because he does believe in God and believes in Jesus, he's going to work extra, extra hard to try to pull us all away. And he's doing a job right now in the church, in our country, in families, and on each of us individually. Faith demands relationship, because why would I put my trust in something I didn't believe in or didn't have a hope in? If I didn't believe God was there and that he was going to be with me through all things, why bother? When we come to that loving relationship, when I do believe and I do love the Lord, and I know that even amidst all the challenges that we have to face every day of our lives, God is there and God is working. I'm not sure how all of it is going to play out. I can't see the big picture, but God does. God sees every part of my life even before I can ever see any part of my life. I trust and believe that God is working in my life. I believe he works in everybody's life, when we open ourselves to allow him to do so. It's kind of like there's a fire, and the father of the house gets out of the house, but his son's trapped on the second floor. And the father says up to the son, "Jump, I'll catch you." The son says, I can't see you through the smoke. But the father says, "I can see you. Just jump, and I will catch you." And the boy jumps off and falls into the loving embrace of his father. I don't have all the answers of life. If I did, I'd be a rich millionaire. I don't know how all things are going to be unfolding, but I believe God is in our midst, in the midst of the church, in the midst of our country, in the midst of human life, in our lives, in my life. I know God is there working, and I trust that somehow, even if it doesn't always make sense to me at this exact moment, I believe and I trust that God will catch me and hold me into his tender embrace and lead me to where I need to go if I just let him.